Clock Stand Podcast.
Coventry's harrying and chasing has been exemplary, and Speedy leads the chase out. Free kick against Bennett for that. And up the touchline and into the ground goes David Speedy, and there really is no need for this.
Clock Stand Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Clock Stand Podcast with me, Ian Todd. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter and hashtag ClockStandPodcast. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the worst players in Sunderland's history. It's quite a strange phenomenon. We've had quite a lot of random players who've just kind of disappeared without trace, you know. But we've also had a lot of rubbish players as well. So I'm going to try and detail them in a vague sort of formation, if I can, you know. Sunderland AFC. Worst players in my lifetime, to be honest with you. So that's basically the late 80s until now. In goal, Kelvin Davis. He was rubbish, basically. Somehow he actually had a career and stuff and went to Southampton and that, but I just always remember playing against Newcastle at home and he was just terrible. And I remember a fan coming on the pitch and stuff and remonstrating with him. It was just awful. It was just a very error prone, look, panicky keeper, really. So he was rubbish. We've had a few dodgy ones as well, but I think he really tops it. Gareth Hall at fullback. Gareth Hall was a player was signed from Chelsea. He was quite fat. People used to say if is the, like stick a Mars bar on a piece of string and see if you'd like chase after it or something. Do you know what I mean? That was stick a Mars bar in the other end of the pitch or something, who's run, but other than that, he was just, I don't know what the deal was. You know, they didn't want him, so we ended up with him. Another player we had who was our player manager at the time was Terry Butcher. Terry Butcher was a brilliant player, iconic English centre half with the kind of the bloodied head and all that. But when he came to Sunderland, he was slightly past it. And I couldn't work out if I was either going to put McShane or Bramble in the other centre half, because they were equally as gormless and error prone and looked panicky, you know. I don't know why we persisted with some of these people, because they were genuinely terrible, you know. And when I was mascot, we had a player called Sean Cunningham, and I don't ever remember him actually playing. He was actually just there at the time, and I remember meeting him, but I don't think he ever played much for us. I think he sent from someone like Grimsby, I think. And he was basically a lot of players who just seemed to disappear and never seemed to play. And when they did play, they weren't very good. And I think probably the king of the rubbish players is Jeff Whitley. He was just, I mean, people used to get on his back, but he was genuinely awful. And he missed that penalty in the playoff semi-final as well. And he just used to pass it back all the time or pass it sideways. It was just awful. Carson Fredgaard was another random import who just didn't really do anything. He was hailed. It's going to be brilliant and stuff. For the final midfield slot, I had quite a few names, so I'm going to throw them out there. And if you want, you can get the best of the worst out of them. Paul Stewart, he was just a good player back in the day, but when he came to us, Kilbane, he really frustrated me, because he used to be on the same side as where we used to sit, and he just annoyed us. He just looked like he wasn't a footballer to me. Medina, an Argentine midfielder who came over with Julio and never really did anything. And Juff as well. Juff was just a horrible person. I don't know how we could back someone as disgraceful as him. So that was a bad one. The front line is you know, it's all killer, no filler. Three men up front, and we've got Laz Lond, French striker who was just rubbish. Nunes, obviously. I always remember the day when he arrived, balancing the ball on his head and doing tricks and stuff before the game. We obviously got the wrong one. And Thomas Hauser, when I first started going to games, he was the donkey. that we had up front, and he was genuinely terrible. Really, he couldn't score. Even as a young kid, I knew he was terrible. And backups as well for the striker was Brett Angel, who was brilliant for Stockport, awful for us. Tori Andrea Flo did very well elsewhere, Rangers, Chelsea, etc. Terrible. And Josie Altidore tried his hardest, but he was just rubbish, you know. And notable mentions in terms of midfielders as well, Jamie Lawrence and Ian Rogerson, names from the past there. But yeah, if the worst player, I mean, we've had some terrible players, but I think Whitley was up there, I think, and we've had some terrible strike. I think Hauser, Laszlo and Nunes is pretty formidable badness of strike force. So that's basically my worst team. So next time we'll be doing the best team. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Blog Stand Podcast.